Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner. For Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, sirs, yes, ma'ams, yes, children of all ages. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. And we are at the 19th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. We're at Plains Farm and Fleet on Rawson Ave in Oak Creek. And yes, if you are watching on Twitter or YouTube, that is Mason Crosby IRL in real life.
I'm here.
We're here every day through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you can't make it to the Toy Drive, you can always donate online at WISportsRadio.com as we collect toys for children of all ages throughout this holiday season. You can also text TOYS, T-O-Y-S, to 34984, 34984. Toy Drive brought to you by Tri-City National Bank, Steelwind Industries, and By the Yard. And we are broadcasting in the Bear Sunroom, where it is like it is really nice.
Feels amazing, yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's like a winter wonderland. You get to look outside and see the snow, but we're in here in this nice warm, nice warm sunroom or shed, and
turned the heat down a little.
Turned the heat down. I took off my jacket. Sparky brought his space heater as well, so taking good care of us. It's nice. Well, but let's mind you though, you keep saying bears, and I'm like just thinking.
Oh, it's the bear.
Oh, I know what you're saying, but bears. I just want to make sure.
No,
we're not in the Bears.
We are not here. I've got their brochure right here.
Yeah.
Bear. Yeah. Sunroom.
We hate the Bears. Don't worry. But yeah. We love Bear Sunroom.
Scott Bear is the owner. He's a great guy. I'm guessing he doesn't like the Bears either.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We should find out from Scott.
Yeah, you should put that on his.
I will text Scott during the break and we'll find out. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, he joins us every Monday at 1 o'clock right here. Hopefully he got like a nice nap in over the last couple days.
He should.
A nice rest.
Should be real, rested after Thursday.
Yep. Joining us now on the phone from the Green Bay Press Gazette, joins us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, Ryan Wood. Ryan, how are you doing, sir?
I did indeed get a lot of rest. So I am typically someone who revolts against idleness. I just have to always be moving. Every once in a while, I it's rare, but I'll have one of those days like yesterday where I don't think I moved from the couch but to get a couple noggin bourbons and just watch football. Like, that's all I did all day. Wow. It was nice.
Well, that sounds nice. Yeah, a little noggin bourbon.
And you were on the show on Friday.
Yeah.
But Ryan and I talked about how they had some Thanksgiving food at the game, at the Lions game on Thursday. But then after the game, Ryan and some of the media guys went out to a Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay.
You know, where you have a car.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were just, like, talking about how nice those are.
That is nice. And, yeah, I've been fighting to change like the turkey culture in our family, like where we do something different for Thanksgiving. But then my dad smoked some turkey this year, and that was fantastic.
Game changer.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm back in. I'm back in on the turkey train here because it was so juicy. It was so good. And you know, if I hadn't had this Wendy's earlier, I'd be getting hungry right now. But but I felt well fed, and I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Ryan, you were in Detroit. At least it was after a Packers win, but you still were in Detroit for Thanksgiving. So I do feel a little sorry for you.
No one ever's like, yeah, I want to be in Detroit on Thanksgiving. I will say the time after the game was nice. You know, the camaraderie with the beak, just because we're all guys on the road on the holiday, and you know, we're all in the same boat, and we can gather around a nice dinner and just kind of decompress a little bit. This season, early buys, as you know, going through this, you've had your share of early buys. They present some real death marches later in the year, November, December. Yeah. In totality, and you know, I root for myself too. So it was great for me to have a weekend. But I'm sure I root
for myself.
This team, I'm sure, benefited from just getting a mini bye and just, you know, just breathe, relax, and then gear up for what is really going to be a big week here.
Yeah, so Ryan, yeah, they had the weekend off. I saw Matthew Golden post something. He was feet up at the pool at Lodge Kohler. I'm sure some guys maybe snuck out of town just to kind of decompress a little bit. But on Monday, bonus Monday, leading into Bears Week, they're back in the building. What's your feel coming into this Bears Week in this matchup with where this team is standing? I mean, I think our feel from pre-Vikings game to now is probably everything kind of flipped in 1 week on, like, where this team is at and the opportunity that lies ahead of them.
The Packers are now the greatest team of all time. Come on.
Well, and let's keep in the back of our mind that I felt this way about this team all year. This team, unlike last year, where they're 0-6 against the Vikings, Lions, and Eagles, unlike last year, this team can beat anybody at any time in this league. But let's keep in the back of our mind, this team can lose to anyone too, right? They can go to Cleveland week three and lose. So
they've lost to some stinkers, yeah.
We've seen them not handle success well this year. Now they have some success to handle. How will they handle it, I think, is a big part of this. But I'll also say my thoughts on this week as a whole has completely flipped on its head since Friday. I mean, you look at before this Black Friday win that the Bears had in Philadelphia, which, sure, the Eagles are going through all kinds of drama, but I don't care. Winning in Philadelphia is always impressive, period, full stop. You look at their entire season before that game, the Bears had beaten absolutely nobody. But you go down the schedule.
Yeah, they've had a pretty big cupcake schedule.
That has changed now. They have gone into Philadelphia, and they have beaten the Eagles. And now they're the one seed in the NFC. And it's like the Packers have put aside the Lions. They've cleared the Lions, but now here's another hurdle. They got two against the Bears this week at Lambeau Field. It's real now. And the Bears did that by going into Philly and winning.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Wood joined in the Mason Crosby Show. You can find him at the Green Bay Press Gazette. And anywhere there's eggnog and bourbon, apparently, as well.
That's
but
right.
I love that.
Nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, like I totally agree with you. And as a player, like I would have been in that building, and I know like our rhetoric in that building would have been, we have the Bears twice here in December. Everything is right in front of us. Like this is kind of the perfect scenario for the Packers and the Bears. Like they're down there in Chicago saying the same things. Like, we have an opportunity to solidify the NFC North because we get to play each other twice. And it couldn't have set up better that these two teams are going to be able to play each other twice in the next 5 weeks. They are just, you know, it's going to determine who wins this North, you know, wins the North and has that home field advantage in the playoffs. I saw the line came out. I think it was Packers are favored by 6.5 to start, like at the start of this week. What are your thoughts on that? Like, what do you think is, like, you know, what everyone's seeing that they would have the Packers favored at 6.5 at the start of this week?
You know what? The whole totality of the season, Vegas loves this Packers team. I mean, they have three losses this year, twice as double-digit favorites. It's rare to be a double-digit favorite in this league. They've twice lost games as double-digit favorites. So
I think
that Vegas loves this Packers team, and that's because if you look at this Packers team on paper, it has every ingredient you need to be the best team in the league. They're missing nothing. This is a Super Bowl roster. It's not at all been a Super Bowl team through the totality of the season, and they're ticking upward now, and we'll see how high they can get that arrow to point. But just on paper, this, and I think Vegas has reflected this consistently, this is a Super Bowl roster. It's what they have here at Lambeau Field. Now the question, these next five games, can they play at that level?
Ryan, how much of the rest of the league did you – I mean, you said you were on the couch yesterday. Were you mostly watching football? Was it kind of refreshing to get a chance to watch the rest of the league? And where I'll go from that is the top – at least the top four teams, if not more, that are favored to win the Super Bowl right now are NFC teams. It's Rams, it's Seahawks, it's Packers, it's Eagles. I didn't even notice who was after that. But do you view this as an NFC-heavy season in the NFL?
It is, but the key word that you said there is four, right? I felt for weeks now, there is no one dominant team in this conference. It is a very, very good, deep, loaded conference. There's not one team that's above the rest. Like, you know, last year, the Lions, and they didn't finish the right way, but everyone knew last year the Lions are the best team in this conference. Then the injuries kind of piled up, and they lost in the divisional round to a very red-hot Washington Commanders team. But everyone knew that it was the Lions last year. This season doesn't have that team. And I think people wanted to point to the Rams. They're very good. They're not dominant. And then they go to Carolina, and they lose, right? The Eagles lose at home to the Bears. The Cowboys can get hot anytime, and they can beat anybody, and they're talking about a team that's not even in the playoffs. Like, there is a lot of depth in this conference, and so that brings me to the Packers, who I think they have a gear when they play at their best that not a lot of teams in this entire league, and certainly the NFC, can match, but they just haven't brought that out consistently enough. If they do, I see no reason why this team can't make a Super Bowl run. Even after they lost at home to the Panthers and they scored 7 points against the Eagles, I saw no reason why they couldn't make the Super Bowl run. I just saw reasons why if they didn't fix things, they wouldn't make that type of run. Maybe they're going about fixing these now. If they do, this is as dangerous a team as any.
Yeah, I think these I think where we're all going to be holding our breaths, as from a fan perspective for these last 5 weeks is that inconsistent offensive performance going to pop up, right? It's like, how does this team do what they did this past week, but then they, you know, laid a few eggs in some of those other games? So, and then I just looked down the schedule again. Chicago at Denver, at Chicago, Baltimore at Vikings. So, okay, at Vikings, you can, but those next four games, especially against Chicago and Denver, I mean, those teams play to the final whistle. They've had some tight, close games.
Yep.
Do you think the Packers, if all three of those games go to the wire, do you think they have what it takes to get the job done against teams like Chicago and Denver?
They should, but then you look at it in their three losses this season, all three by what? A field goal, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they should, because when you have this kind of quarterback play and that kind of defense, led, of course, by Micah Parsons, you should have the ingredients to win close games in this league, which is what the dividing factor is in this league. Can you win close games or not? They've lost close games this year. They've won some close ones. Arizona was close, right? I mean, they won. New York was close. You can talk all you want about the Giants. The Giants took the Lions to overtime a week later, and that's a team with talent that if you it can compete. So they've won some close games too, but that's the dividing factor. I mean, it's going to be fascinating to see. I see no reason why they can't win all five of those games. I see no reason why they don't go 2-3, 1-4. Like the team's so up and down, we have no idea what to expect.
What's the number for Micah Parsons down this stretch? Like, again, like we saw it against the Lions, we see that whenever they get a lead, whenever they like jump out on a team, Micah Parsons has games, right? Like whenever a team is trying to come back to catch the Packers, that's Micah Parsons' times. First player ever to, in his first five seasons to have over, 12 sacks?
12 sacks a year, yep.
And so what do you think the number is for him at the end of the season with his sack total? Do you think he's going to end up at 17, 18? Do you think he gets a sack in every one of these next games?
Well, he's got, 4.5 the last 2 weeks. I think
he's kind of woken back up.
3 weeks. Yep. But here's the problem. That coincided with Devontae Wyatt becoming Devontae Wyatt again after the week four knee injury. And now, I said it Friday, Micah Parsons makes every player on that defense better. Devontae Wyatt's the player that makes Micah Parsons better because when you have that
interior linemen
force, when you bring that consistently, all of a sudden your edge rusher it's a lot easier for him. And it's not a coincidence, right? So that's a huge loss. I don't know how, just in the makings of this roster, they're going to overcome that loss. They're most likely Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker blitzing double barrel a lot more. They're going to have to get the backers in more involved than they have been in blitzing up the middle rather than just rushing with four, because they don't have Colby Wood has been terrific against the run this year. He doesn't add much pass rush. Carl Brooks has been consistent up and down. He's got some pass rush, but it hasn't been near the level of Devontae Wyatt. So Jeff Hafley's going to have to get creative to figure that out.
Ryan Wood joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We're at the 19th annual toy drive at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on Rawson Ave. Not expecting anything definitive, of course, Ryan. But what are you thinking about Jaden Reed, about Matthew Golden, about LVN, Quay Walker, some of the injuries that the Packers have been dealing with the last couple of weeks?
We're about to find out. Well, not really, because Matt LaFleur doesn't share injuries. But within the hour, we'll be talking with Matt LaFleur. Into this week, I'd be kind of surprised if we don't see Jaden Reed this week. He started a practice last week. If he has a good week of practice, I would think he has a very real chance to be able to be on the field. We'll see. Matthew Golden, kind of in the same boat. I think the mini bye is very helpful. Hard to get a read on Lucas Van Ness. He came back, played 6 snaps. Foot wasn't good yet, and it's hard to get a feel there. But obviously, all eyes are going to be on Jaden Reed, and we'll see how his week of practice goes, if that's a possibility that he might be able to go on the field against the Bears.
You talked about big guys, Devontae Wyatt, losing him, such a critical piece of that defensive front. Are there any like big guy free agents or out there that could be an option to bring in and try to shore up that position group a little bit? Are there any names that you're looking at?
I always take the rule that if a guy is available in December, there's a reason for it, right? And expecting. Yeah. Kind of significant help to come off the street. Now it's happened. It happened in 2010 for the Packers, right?
Yep.
So everyone wants to cite that, but there's a reason why I remember that, because it was 15 years ago, and it's very rare that that happens. So I never expected it to happen. I think for the most part, they've got to go with what brung them, right? And they got to rely on the depth. Warren Brinson's been really good the last couple weeks. That helps, maybe some increased snaps for him. But if you're expecting anyone on this defensive tackle group to come close to supplicating what you're losing with Devontae Wyatt, you're just not living in reality.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know Tommy's flipped his bandwagon at the beginning of the season to Rashawn Gary. I'm assuming he's back Rashawn Gary.
All the way back out. Yep,
all the way back out, just like we are with the Badgers. But what are you seeing from Rashawn Gary? I mean, it's the last 5 games without a sack. Are you seeing any positives there other than the sack production? Obviously, Rashawn's been good at run stopping in his career, and he's an effort energy guy. But what do you think is going on with him with his lack of production in the sack department?
Well, positive. I mean, he's playing the run very well. And I know that everyone wants sacks, and there's a reason for that. Sacks are the biggest
player. There's other pieces to play in defense, right?
But he was a Pro Bowler last year because of his run defense, and it hasn't slipped. I mean, he's a big part of this run defense, which is very good. It's had his issues at times this season, especially between the tackles. You don't see a lot of explosive runs outside the tackles.
You can't go outside. This team is fast and great off the edges, for sure.
The Lions tried that with Jahmyr Gibbs, and I'll tell you, sitting from that seventh-story nosebleed seat at the of a press box at Ford Field, it was a thing of beauty how many times. Like, I just kept thinking over and over again, you don't run horizontally on this defense. You think about the David Montgomery touchdown, which started three straight plays, ended in the third and goal Wildcat. It started first and goal from the 14-yard line after the illegal formation. Three straight times, David Montgomery just runs it up the gut. It's the only way you can run it on this Packers defense. You try to go horizontal against them, good luck. I mean, how many times did Jahmyr Gibbs reverse field and get held to a no-gain run? Like, that's hard to do.
You got Cooper and Quay coming off the edge.
And Gibbs is Superman. So, I mean, Gibbs has been unbelievable this year.
Rashawn Gary is a big part of that. Now, the sack numbers, he's got 7.5 right now. I said going into the year, I think it'll be his first double-digit sack season. I still believe that. I think there's 2.5 sacks there the last five games for Rashawn Gary. But he's never going to be a 15-sack guy. The reason why the Packers traded for Micah Parsons is because at his best, Rashawn Gary's a very, very good second pass rusher, edge rusher off the edge. Micah Parsons, they needed that number one. And so I'm not really surprised with what you're seeing from Rashawn Gary. This is who he is. He plays the run very well, and in the right situation, he can have 10 sacks.
Last question for me, and I don't know if these guys have anything else, but I want to give a shout out to an unsung hero a little bit in this on the defensive side of the ball. Isaiah McDuffie's last three games have been outstanding. I mean, I was looking at his tackle totals. It's like I think he had 11, 8, and then 12 against Detroit. Just being that consistent, run-stopping, like kind of Swiss Army knife for this team. Like, have you been pleasantly surprised with Isaiah McDuffie this year?
I wouldn't say surprised. I think Isaiah McDuffie for a while now has been exactly what he is, which is a very good in-the-box run defender who's limited in coverage because he's limited athletically. You know, you don't want him getting matched up in coverage against the best tight ends and running backs in the league. But in the box, run defense, tackling, that is his forte. He's very good at it. Just as a whole, the depth of this second level, the depth at linebacker, is remarkable. I mean, Tyron Hopper can't even get on the field, and I think he's a starter for a lot of teams in this league because every time we see him, he's good. He's athletic, and he's good, but he's a fourth linebacker. He can't even get on the field because Quay Walker, we'll see if he returns this week, but Quay Walker, Edgerton Cooper, Isaiah McDuffie, it's just remarkable depth there. It's been a lot of Packers defenses over the years I've seen that just did not have that kind of depth. This is very different.
Ryan, early gut feeling on Packers-Bears?
I've got to think that the Packers come out and win at Lambeau Field, but gosh, it just feels scary to pick that because I've seen them handle success very poorly this season, and now how are they going to handle this? Everything is there out in front of them, and they have the absolute talent on the roster to do it. But how are they going to handle success? We'll see. Did they learn from September? You know, is that, and if they did, how much of a valuable lesson is that for a team that's still very young to be able to pocket that? And, okay, just because you have a couple good weeks in this league doesn't mean you've arrived yet. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep going. That's worth, if they learn that lesson, that's worth the loss in Cleveland just to have that pocketed. So we'll see. I see no reason why they shouldn't beat the Bears at home. I still, the Bears, you got to take them seriously after winning in Philly. I still don't think they're the best team in the NFC, so we'll see how they do.
Yeah, I was going to add on that the Packers learned not just from what happened in September, but also watching that game last week. I think a lot of people underrated the Bears. I'm still not sure they're, like you said, I don't think they're the best team in the NFC, but I think last week's game against the Eagles is going to help the Packers in taking the Bears more seriously.
For sure. Just stop the run. Make Caleb Williams try to beat you. Mm-hmm. And I do think, though, just with Bears history and this rivalry, that 6.5 feels a little heavy. I think it's going to be
a little.
I think it's going to be a field goal type game. I mean, it's going to come down to the wire. Weather's going to be, it looks cold. It's going to be 19 for the high. Oof. I saw. So when that sun goes down in Lambeau, yeah. Wind won't be blowing, it doesn't look like. So kicks should be sailing true. But
cold.
It'll be cold, but you know, cold is, you know, is something you can deal with. But I think it's going to be a tight game, and it's, I get excited whenever the Bears and Packers are both playing well, because it feels so much sweeter
yep.
when you beat a good Bears team there in Lambeau Field. It is, there's nothing, not a better feeling than that during this rivalry week.
Love that.
Could agree with you more. I think the NFL is better when the Chicago Bears are relevant. I know this rivalry is for years now. It has been boring as hell to watch yeah. Packers Bears.
Yes,
because the Bears have just been so bad. There's going to be a rejuvenation of this rivalry, much the same way the Lions were the past few years, right? If
yeah.
Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams can actually do what the Bears have not done for most of my time on this beat, which stretches back to 2014, actually provide a formidable test, a little push. This rivalry will breathe new life into it. So it's better for everything involved when the Chicago Bears are relevant. Now we'll see if the Packers can kind of put them back in their place.
All right. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on today. Glad you got some rest over the weekend. And now we're in it for the home stretch, so let's go.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Later.
You too. That's Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette. Joins us every Monday at 1 o'clock. Right here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. He's on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Reminder, it is the 19th annual Toy Drive. We are here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on Rawson Ave. You can bring all your toys this week from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We've got a full bucket. The bucket's going away. We've got a new bucket coming in. Can't wait for that one to get here. We've got all... Come here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get in there and say hi.
I'm not allowed to say anything because it might be embarrassing.
No, we would hope say whatever you want.
Yeah, we would hope it would be embarrassing.
She's got the FCC behind now. It's like she can't say anything. Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, she brought a baby Tommy picture.
Baby Tommy. Now, for those of you not on Twitter or YouTube, make sure you go to Twitter and YouTube later today
because we've
got the picture of baby Tommy
That's day one of life. Has there ever been a cuter baby on day one
there's
of life?
There's never, because day one of life babies are usually ugly. But
I need that picture for a shirt as well. That's gonna be part of my shirt.
11 pounds.
You stayed
in like an extra couple weeks, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. We're going to hang out with Tommy's mom. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Lane Kiffin and this whole situation. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
I don't know what's going on.
Again, we are at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Ave in Oak Creek. Text TOYS to 34984 if you can't get here. TOYS, TOYS to 34984. The Toy Drive brought to you by Tri-City National Bank, Steelwind Industries, and By the Yard. We're broadcasting from the Bear Sunroom. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.